Here in the U.S., police in Miami are hoping that a $25,000 reward offer will bring a breakthrough in the puzzling case of a missing foster child. The girl, Rilia Wilson, has been missing for more than a year, but officials didn't notice until late last month. DNA tests yesterday ruled out the possibility that a young, unidentified girl found murdered in Kansas City a year ago was Rilia. Many Floridians are asking, was Rilia's disappearance an isolated event? Or was it, as some child welfare advocates contend, the result of long festering problems within the state's massive Department of Children and Families? From Miami, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Rilia Wilson has been missing since January 2001, when, according to her caregiver, someone identifying herself as a state child protection worker said she needed to take Rilia away for some tests. It was the third time in Rilia's young life that she'd been removed from a home. Richard Wexler, the director of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform, says Rilia's case is indicative of what is wrong with the Florida Department of Children and Families.
At the Florida Department of Children and Families, the mentality is all parents are guilty until proven innocent, all families are dysfunctional until proven otherwise, and the answer to every child welfare problem boils down to take the child and run.
According to Wexler's group, the number of children in foster care in Florida is above the national average. The numbers began going up in 1999. It was an overreaction, he says, to the death in foster care of a young girl named Kayla McKean. The number of children taken away and put in foster homes that year shot up 37%, according to Wexler.
The result of that is that the system has been overwhelmed with children who don't need to be there. By so overwhelming the system, workers don't have time to find children who really are in danger, and they don't have time to do things like make monthly visits.
Department of Children and Families Chief Kathleen Carney in Miami for a hearing on the Rilia Wilson case denied the department overreacted in the wake of Kayla McKean's death.
We had increases over 50% in the number of calls and investigations, and yet the number of children coming into care stayed steady. Also, we've been able to reunify more children home with their parents than ever before.
Everyone, it seems, has theories about what is going wrong with the department. In a hearing in Tallahassee, the state capital, a state auditor warned of systemic problems in the way caseworkers filed data on the children they were responsible for. Others blamed deficiencies in the state's multi-million-dollar computerized child tracking system. Carney and Department of Children and Family officials insist Rilia's disappearance was an isolated event, something that happened, they say, in large part because the caseworker assigned to Rilia allegedly falsified documents and may not have made the required home visits.
There is no excuse for the central office people trying to say this was just one worker way down the chain and one supervisor. This was a whole system right up to the top that failed this little girl.
Karen Gevers is a Tallahassee lawyer who is leading a class action suit on behalf of foster children she says have been abused by the system. Gevers says the department's own figures show Rilia may not be alone. A report released in February shows that nearly 400 children are unaccounted for statewide. State officials say most of those are adolescent runaways or kids taken back by their parents without the department's consent. But Gevers says the numbers show that the department is not using its resources well.
The legislature has provided the department enough money to have enough caseworkers so that no worker should have more than 17 children. And yet everyone that we've come across has had more than 40. And they cannot do the job safely.
Turnover in the department is also high, about 30% last year. But Carney says caseloads are not out of line today with national averages and are dramatically lower than they were 4 years ago when she came on board. And she adds that today, not just caseworkers are checking to make sure no other children are missing.
We also are having all of our supervisors and managers visit every one of the children on their caseload, which is all the cases they supervise. We have been doing surveys of foster parents, again, randomly checking to see, did the caseworker visit?
The hope is that all the new checks and balances will ensure that another Rilia Wilson case never happens again in Florida. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.